My name is Michaela Brennan and I am a final year dental hygiene student at the Queen's University of Belfast, and this is a podcast script on my dissertation, of which I completed earlier this year as part of the curriculum of the Belfast School of Dental Hygiene course. The title of my dissertation was The Oral Health Effects of Childhood Paediatric Leukaemia in Children Aged 2 to 18 Years and the Role of the Dental Hygienist in the Prevention and Management of Oral Complications. I carried out my research for this topic using the library database QSearch Online to obtain online academic journals and articles from various search engines including PubMed, Medline and Google Scholar to produce a literature review on my chosen topic. A literature review is an account of what has been published on a topic by accredited scholars and researchers. The aim of my dissertation was to highlight the key oral manifestations which arise from leukaemia and to establish that the dental hygienist can play an astounding role in the prevention and management of these oral complications in the paediatric patient. I was inspired to choose this topic as I had a keen interest in paediatric oncology and the dental team, but also because in 2004 I had a very close paediatric relative who was aged 14 years old, who sadly lost his life with a battle against leukaemia, and at this particular time I got to experience the oral manifestations that had arisen from the disease whilst he was having treatment, and how these oral manifestations severely affected his quality of life. At this time, and still currently at present, there are no preventative protocols in place to make patients and their carers aware of the oral manifestations which arise from leukaemia. Leukaemia is the most common form of childhood cancer. Up to 500 children are diagnosed with leukaemia each year in the UK. More than half of the children diagnosed with the disease are under the age of 5 years. In 2010, approximately 4,500 people died from leukaemia, i.e. 12 people every day, with 60 children under the age of 15 dying also as a result of the condition. More recent studies have revealed that the treatment for survival rates of leukaemia have dramatically increased and more patients are surviving for longer. So what is leukaemia? Leukaemia is a malignancy of the blood and bone marrow. The bone marrow is the spongy part of our bones that produces the three types of blood cells found in our body. These are erythrocytes, which carry oxygen, or leukocytes that fight infection, and platelets, which are important in the clotting process. When a child is positive for leukaemia, the bone marrow starts to produce leukocytes which do not mature properly. These leukocytes continue to be produced, meaning that the immature leukocytes overcrowd the healthier ones. As a result of this overcrowding, the healthier cells cannot reproduce because they do not have enough space to do so. The process takes place by the leukaemia cells sending signals to inform healthier cells to not reproduce. There has been no evidence or results to find out the reasons as to why the leukaemia cells do this. There are general signs and symptoms of leukaemia that can be seen in the body, which include anemia, bleeding and or bruising, recurrent infections, bone and joint pain, abdominal pain, swollen lymph nodes, difficulty breathing, feeling weak and losing weight easily. The treatment of leukaemia consists of three phases. Phase 1, which is the induction phase or remission induction phase, and the aim is to kill off all the leukaemia cells in the body. Its aim is to put the patient into what is known as remission. Remission is a term used when there are no signs or symptoms of cancer detected in the body. Remission may be partial or complete. Partial meaning that some but not all signs and symptoms of cancer have disappeared, and complete where all signs and symptoms of cancer have disappeared although cancer cells still may be present in the body. Phase 2 is the consolidation or intensification phase. It starts when the leukaemia is in complete remission and works by killing any remaining leukaemia cells in the body which are not active. Even if they are not active, they could still potentially grow again and cause what is known as a relapse. A relapse is a term used to describe the return of a disease or the signs and symptoms of a disease after a period of improvement. Phase 3 is a maintenance phase, and the aim of this phase is to kill any remaining leukemia cells that may regrow and cause a relapse. Treatments are usually given in lower doses than those used for induction and consolidation or intensification phase. This can be also known as a continuation therapy phase, and bone marrow biopsy procedures are performed throughout the course of treatment to assess the patient's response. Leukemia is treated by chemotherapy, which is a cancer treatment which uses drugs to stop the growth of cancer cells, either by killing the cells or by stopping them from dividing. It's also treated by radiation therapy, which is a cancer treatment which employs high-energy X-rays or other types of radiation to kill cancer cells or keep them from growing. It is also treated by chemotherapy with stem cell transplant, which is a method of giving very high doses of chemotherapy and sometimes radiation therapy, and then replacing the blood-forming cells destroyed by the cancer treatment. This works by getting a match from a donor and taking out the stem cells, which are our immature blood cells, from the bone marrow and giving them to the patient with leukemia through an infusion. It is also treated by targeted therapy, which is a treatment which uses drugs or other substances to identify and attack specific cancer cells without harming normal cells. Chemotherapy can result in induced oral complications, such as oral mucositis, which is inflammation of the oral mucosa, and the oral tissues appear erythematous and edematous, with ulceration and bleeding. Patients with this oral mucositis usually complain of mucosal burning, pain, dry mouth and discomfort. Plaque deposits in the smallest amount or degree can irritate the gingiva and mucosal surfaces. Patients with oral mucositis find it difficult to eat, drink, chew, swallow and talk, and therefore with this condition it impacts on their quality of life. Chemotherapy can also cause xerostomia, which occurs as a result of reduced saliva flow in the mouth. Zofran and other anti-leukemic drugs such as Lexapro, Cipro are still being investigated to distinguish if they could possibly cause xerostomia, as it is not yet known if it is caused by the disease itself or as a result of the chemotherapy or radiation therapy treatment. Chemotherapy may also result in dental caries. However, studies reveal that chemotherapy alone may not be the key element in leading to the progression of dental caries. It may also be due to the mixed dentition of the patient, poor oral hygiene because of lack of motivation, alterations in the oral flora, high intake of cariogenic foods because of swallowing problems during chemotherapy, and this can also be as a result of radiotherapy. Radiation-induced oral complications include osteoradionecrosis, where high doses of radiation decrease the blood supply to the bones, resulting in less oxygen and necrosis or death of the bone tissue. It is considered as one of the more severe and serious oral complications of radiotherapy for the head and neck region. Suffering pain and discomfort of this kind is unpleasant for the children affected, and if possible should be avoided by having an oral health care programme established before, during and after chemotherapy or radiation therapy treatment. Radiation can also induce trismus, which results in the muscles of mastication, limiting the extent to which the jaw can open. This may impact a patient's quality of life, as it can result in problems with eating, carrying out oral hygiene measures such as toothbrushing, and can affect speech and communication skills. Oral complications caused by the leukemia itself include the herpes simplex virus, which is said to be because of their weakened immune system, which makes them more susceptible to viral infections. It can also cause candidal infections, which can lead to discomfort, an altered taste sensation and dysphagia. Leukemia can also cause spontaneous gingival bleeding, and if a patient presents with these symptoms in the dental surgery, combined with feeling weak and tired, a referral to the patient's medical practitioner for a blood test should be recommended. In conclusion of the dissertation, evidence from the studies discussed in my dissertation suggests that there are very painful and preventable oral manifestations associated with leukemia. There are very few hospitals or support centres with oral health protocols in place to educate the child and their carers regarding the potential oral complications of leukemia and its treatment. Patients are unaware of the conditions that may develop due to their unexpected and unpredictable nature. In Northern Ireland's Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children, they do not have any oral health protocols in place to educate patients or carers on the oral health effects of leukemia. Access to dental services can prove difficult outside the hospital setting, so the dental hygienist can provide an astounding role. The dental hygienist can play a role prior to cancer therapy, which would entail patient education regarding the potential or manifestations, cooperation with the oncology team, preventative treatments such as fissure sealants and topical fluoride application if necessary, and removal of plaque and calculus deposits. The dental hygienist can play a role during cancer therapy, which would entail advice on achieving a high standard of oral hygiene, provision of dietary advice and fluoride supplements appropriate to the patient's age, and every effort is made to reduce the severity of mucositis and xerostomia. The dental hygienist can also play a role post-cancer therapy, which would entail follow-up appointments for oral hygiene instructions, dietary advice and preventative treatments, and maintenance such as scalings as appropriate. I feel that a multidisciplinary approach should be implemented in hospitals with the paediatric oncology and dental teams, including the dental hygienist, to provide each paediatric patient with as much care as possible in order to improve their quality of life whilst having anti-leukaemic treatment. A dental hygienist is a valuable member of the dental team and has an important role in the management of paediatric leukaemic patients in relation to oral health. This is potentially important given the impact on the quality of life and the potential difficulties in obtaining dental treatment and support. Treatment for leukaemia is stressful for both the patients and their parents or carers of the patient. Additional physical discomfort and emotional trauma caused by oral complications are additional stressors which potentially affect quality of life. It would be helpful as well as useful if we as dental care professionals could be involved in the care of these patients at a difficult time to prevent these oral complications arising. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you too have gained some knowledge on the oral manifestations associated with leukaemia and what precautions and preventative protocols should be implemented to prevent these oral complications from arising.